Here it's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The head of the State Department of Natural Resources is saying the agency lacks authority to spend money under its Fish and Wildlife account.
The state budget passed last year did not include an Evers administration request to increase license fees for hunters, trappers, and fishers.
And as a result, the agency may have to cut parts of its fish and wildlife management if it doesn't secure funding by this summer.
Now the DNR is asking the legislature for more authority on how to spend its budget in order to shore up the funds for fish and wildlife management, which relies heavily on money generated through license fees.
To tell us more about these developments, we have Danielle Kading, reporter in WPR's Superior Bureau, where she covers the environment, energy, and news from northern Wisconsin. Danny, welcome back to the program. Hey, Danny, can you hear us? I think we're having a bit of technical...
My apologies.
Oh, okay.
I always forget the mute button.
Kate. No worries. You spoke with DNR Secretary Karen Heon yesterday about this structural deficit in the DNR's Fish and Wildlife account. How extensive is the current budget gap?
Yeah, I spoke to her on Tuesday, and basically what we've been seeing over the past few years is that the department has been seeing at least a $16 million shortfall in its budget. And the reason for that is that most resident and non-resident license fees haven't been increased in more than 20 years. And during that time, we've also seen rising costs due to inflation, declining license sales. And those user fees are the primary source of funding for the account. And the DNR supports around 500 positions through that account.
Wow. And last year, in Governor Evers' proposed two-year budget plan, he had sought those user fee increases for hunting, for trapping and fishing. And those fee hikes, they didn't make it into the budget. What happened as the budget came together?
Yeah, well, like many of the governor's proposals, you know, lawmakers rejected raising those fees, and Republican leaders like Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu have been opposed to any large increases in fees that would affect residents or those benefiting from discounted license fees like seniors. So it just didn't make it in there.
Under the current two-year budget, the legislature's Budget Writing Committee Joint Finance transferred $30 million from the DNR's forestry account into the Fish and Wildlife account to avoid this shortfall and make up for the lack of license increases. Why isn't that transfer sufficient to balance the books for fish and wildlife projects?
Sure. Well, the way that it was described to me is that just because the money is there doesn't mean that the agency has permission to spend it. So a budget analyst with the DNR kind of compared it to parents giving their kid a $20 allowance, you know, but telling the kid you can only spend $15 on new books for school or something like that. So basically, the DNR has to ask the legislature's finance committee for permission to use the remaining funds in the account that's being transferred under the budget.
Okay. So what has the legislature said about being able to use this money?
They haven't responded. It's been several weeks, I believe, since the DNR submitted this request for roughly $4 million in spending authority, and they haven't said anything to the agency or scheduled a meeting.
Okay. So going back at the time of the budget writing, Governor Evers said fee increases would ensure critical conservation and habitat management projects could continue. And when you spoke with DNR Secretary Karen Heon, she brought up how spending cuts would impact research.
So there are lots of user groups on the landscape that would have a different experience if we're not able to stock those animals. In addition, some of the requests include things like monitoring and surveys of wildlife populations. That's really important core science work that we do in order to understand, you know, what the deer or grouse or pheasants or prairie chickens are doing out there on the landscape in order to understand their population and then make management decisions accordingly. So how many deer can we hunt this season or how many pheasants can we hunt?
Okay, so much is dependent on the funding in this account. Danny, when does the DNR need to be able to conduct this research in order to have accurate numbers for the hunting season?
Yeah, well, related to all these items, for whether it's hunting, fishing, you know, Secretary Heon said they're going to have to make a decision pretty soon, because a lot of this work takes planning or months to complete. For example, if you are rearing fish to the point where they're ready to be stocked. So in the meantime, the agency is saying it hasn't made any final decisions on where cuts to muskies, walleyes, or trout stocking would occur. And some numbers I just got this morning shows that that 11% reduction overall in stocking is more than 500,000 fish, so more than half a million fish. And that includes like a reduction of more than 40,000 fish, you know, muskies, and specifically, and around 300,000 for walleyes. And so they're hoping the committee will grant this permission to spend those funds. And it is seeking other sources of money in case that doesn't happen. But if it doesn't get permission to spend those funds by July, then the agency would have to pursue those cuts. And we could see the temporary closure of the Brule and Osceola State fish hatcheries in northern Wisconsin. And some of that work could also be shifted to other hatcheries like Les Foyt and Bayfield.
Danny, thank you for the update and your reporting. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Kate.
Danielle Kading is a reporter for WPR. Now we hear how possible cuts to DNR fish and wildlife management could affect people who enjoy these outdoor pursuits. Jim Van Landschoot is president of the Western Lake Superior Trolling Association. Jim, welcome to the program.
Oh,
thank you. The Brule State Fish Hatchery up in northern Wisconsin is one of the hatcheries that could be closing in July if this funding doesn't come through. What can you tell us about this hatchery? What would your region be losing without it?
A lot. Right now, if that hatchery closes, we're going to have a reduction in our brown trout stocking by up to 65%, which is going to affect our fishery. You know, 3 to 5 years down the road, we're going to find out that our nearshore fishery is kind of disappearing. Years ago, we talked about, you know, splake stocking and stuff, and they quit stocking splake, and then they promised us they'd make up the difference in stocking the brown trout. With that hatchery closed, they're not going to be able to supply the brown trout. So we're going to be missing a big part of our fishery.
Can you talk about how this hatchery has been in the community for so long, a little bit of its history?
Yes. Back in 1927, the Douglas County Fish and Game League donated money towards the construction of the hatchery. So that thing's been around for, well, 99 years this year. Instead of, you know, worrying about a closure, we should be planning a celebration for a 100-year anniversary. And that's right now, it doesn't look like that's going to happen.
In the event the DNR has to make these cuts to its fisheries and wildlife management, what effect could this have on people who hunt and fish like yourself? What concerns you most?
We're going to lose a lot of fishermen, I believe, in this thing, because the cuts statewide, they're going to affect every fishery. So I'm thinking we're going to see it. We're going to see less license sales over the years. And I get questions from our members, you know, we're going to cut our stocking by 65%. And they're asking me, why are we paying for a stamp? And I don't really have the answer to that. So
is there any way to make these cuts in a way that would spread them out or make them less painful to any one area?
I don't believe that, because then you're picking and choosing what fish is important to what person. And I don't think that's where we want to go. We want to support the fishery throughout the whole state. And we have taken a position. We've got about 12 to 15 groups involved in it right now. We've taken a position where we don't want to see any facilities closed. We don't want to see any reductions in stocking. And should there be cuts to our Lake Superior fishery, we want the cuts to be equal to Lake Superior and Lake Michigan. That's the position that we're taking as of right now.
You're in the Lake Superior region. How are you collaborating? How are you working with counterparts in other counties to voice your concerns to the DNR?
We've been making a boatload of phone calls. For the last 2 weeks, Tom Johnson and myself, we've been on the phone talking to these other groups and trying to get them involved in. So far, we've gained a ton of support. Everybody seems to be in our corner on this one. Losing that Brule River hatchery, there's an historical value down there to that thing, too. It's a beautiful place to go visit. I remember going down there as a kid right before fishing season and seeing all the fish down there and getting all excited to go fishing. And that stuff's going to go away with these cuts. And it's going to be a sad, sad day for the region.
Would your members, would other groups support higher license fees to avoid these cuts?
Oh, most definitely. Yes.
Did you say most definitely? I'm sorry, we just cut out there.
Yes, I did say most definitely. Everybody I've talked to in our group, you know, it's why haven't we had an increase since 2005? Inflation goes up every year. The cost of the DNR go up every year, but our license fees aren't keeping up with that. And we did try to push for an increase in our trout stamp a few years ago, and that failed. So I guess we're right back at the starting point there again, where we need a license fee increase to make the department solvent.
What impact could any reductions in stocking have on the recreational pursuits, tourism, sporting culture in your area?
Oh, it's going to have a ton of effect. I can't see people are going to be less likely to make this a destination to come and fish Lake Superior with all these cuts. I'm thinking they're just going to go over to Lake Michigan, and our businesses are going to lose out. In the wintertime, but you can't get a hotel room down in the Bayfield, Washburn area that everybody's down there fishing these brown trout. We're going to miss out on all that. The businesses are going to lose out, you know, the restaurants, the hotels, the bars, all that. So we're trying to get them people on board with this too. So they have a vested interest in keeping the fishery solid. Mm.
Jim, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Jim Van Lanschoot is president of the Western Lake Superior Trolling Association, and we previously talked with WPR reporter Danielle Kading in Superior, and we've been talking about possible cuts to the DNR's Fish and Wildlife Management if the agency doesn't receive more spending authority.